Hello everyone, this is Peter Granich on Monday, February 2nd at 7 p.m. here on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and read all my disclosures. As I approach my 42nd year in the financial arena, it is evident that I'm entering the latter stages of my professional career and perhaps even life itself. If it's God's will, I will continue working with the alternative to traditional financial planning group I've been part of since 1999. One factor present throughout my career is now coming to an end. Thanks in part to having the best 1 and 5 year investing performance for my concluding 2025 year and seeing companies I spoke of for 3 years have an average yearly net gain over 100% for each of those 3 years, I'm now going to speak publicly about the last stock I own and suggest others to consider it as well if it fits into their investment profile. After this, my comments on individual stocks will just be the clients of our planning group. I could just stop now and leave nothing for my keyboard warriors to hop on, but why go out on a whim, and that's never been my style? If the stock flops, not only will they have something to twist and turn on for the from the safety of their keyboard, but I'll most definitely take the biggest personal loss of my entire career, bar none. On the assumption you can truly mentally and financially lose part of all your investment, I am backing up the truck one last time on North Isle Copper and Gold. They were once a blog sponsor, and my first purchases were in the 20 cents area. I now own, with my wife, 3 million shares at an average cost of 68 cents U.S. In addition, I just doubled my daughter's position to 250,000 shares at an average price of $1.25. This is not to brag, but for 100% transparency as usual. In an industry where failure is the norm, in over 4 decades, I could fill up a wall with stock certs that became worthless from my junior resource share investing. I am 100% convinced this is the classic exception to the rule, thanks to the rarest of feats of the absolute best project with the best possible management coming together in a near perfect storm now for such a company to be successful in. To me, risk is 50 cents US lower and a dollar if the industry somehow implodes for some unforeseen factor now. The upside is 5 to 25 times the downside. If there's still anyone left who invests for 3 to 5 years and not just weeks, days, or even just hours, that's the risk reward in my view. I am assuming most have some idea about the company, its project, management team, and the like. What I want to do here now is to paint what I'm hopeful for, and in turn, if correct, the gains I spoke about are not just wishful thinking. Ever since I became involved a few years ago, management has begun the year with stated objectives in which every single one was met or exceeded. Most recently, they did it again for 2026, and that release is linked below too. Here's how I see the rest of the year and into 2027 playing out, fingers, toes, and whatever I can cross. This quarter, I am looking for 2 big news events. One the public is too, but the other is even more critical, and many individual investors won't realize how bullish it is if and when it happens. They would want to see instant gratification in the share price if they did see it, when in fact such news would give me long-term price target much more of a realistic possibility. The first is drill results and the plan of attack for the elephant hunting, both the most likely to be exceptionally good and supportive of my beliefs. But it's the second one, that we already see the scene being set for, but few knew how to properly grasp what we've seen so far and what it means down the road. Below is a link to a LinkedIn article from the Minister of Mining and Critical Minerals of British Columbia, who recently visited the company and the project along with the leaders of the First Nation groups, all of whom had an exceptionally well-done meeting and publicly supported the project going forward. Most investors will not be able to define on their own the value to all this, but rest assured, the many corporates that are now approaching the company to the point where they had to hire a proven and highly successful Vice President of Corporate Development, to handle this greatly increased interest. They will see the importance factor to development, permitting, and First Nation support, and how extremely strong it is for North Isle Copper and Gold. In fact, I suspect the project is going to become the provincial and federal government's flag-waving project to show how great needs for critical minerals are being met by them. The positive ramifications from this are enormous and should become apparent in the not-too-distant future. Another key factor for development in the first half is the metallurgic results, and all seems well on that front. The cherry on top in the first half should be the great bump up in the resource. The granddaddy for my expectations is the preliminary feasibility study due out now in less than 11 months. There's so much more to this, and while I will make myself available to comment on important corporate developments through the end of 2026 at least, I am not going to speak about buying shares in it or any other company going forward unless you're a client of the planning group. The $2.25, the $2.75 Canadian area to me is the backup the truck spot. I'm confident if one owns it now, they won't need any help on it come 2027, as the share price should speak for itself by then. Yes, if it flops, my fan club will have fodder for the rest of my living days. But I am so confident in this that I'll risk it versus being able to say to them at the end, have a nice life. I will.